Blog Talk Radio.
Let's break up the boring conversation.
In tune, Blog Talk Radio. Brain, beauty, real talk.
Come on.
In tune, Miss D. I said it's Miss D. Come to me. What the hell, Miss D? I said it's Miss D. In tune, Miss D. Come to me. What the hell, Miss D? What you want to say?
A new intro and a new outro, and I need some drops because obviously I am so over cracking up every time I hear that one. I love it, love it, love it, but I need something new, and I need something that's not going to cause me to bust out and laugh every single time I'm on with the Haps with T. Weston Reed, because she does it to me every single time.
I give somebody $5. I give anybody $5. Please.
So if you guys are interested, even, you know, I've seen some people saying that they sent it to me, but I reached back out to you guys letting you know that I didn't receive it. So you can definitely send them MP3 formatted, title, label, put your social media, all that stuff in your contact info, and send it to intuneshow@aol.com. That would be amazing and awesome. And as far as, like, the style of it, we really don't care. We're not picky, are we, T. Weston? We're not picky. We just want it to be something that flows with the show. Yeah. So, we left T. Weston. The hook call dropped, so we hope that this is not an issue for the rest of this show in terms of people trying to call in to get in tune to T. Weston and myself. We have T. Weston back, huh? How you doing?
How are you? I'm outstanding. minus Sprint, you know, messing with me again. I'm fabulous.
Yeah,
how
definitely.
Are you?
Definitely. We're good. So we're going to just jump right into the Haps today. And just to let you guys know, if anyone is tuned in for Diva Got the J in the locker room, that will not be happening today. Diva had an emergency, so she won't be making it to the show. So we hope everything works out for Diva, and we'll be checking in with her later. But the good thing about it is that we have another sports guru, and arts and entertainment does fall under sports. So, you know. T. Weston, if you want to take it away, I don't know what we're going to start with, but I think we're going to start with a little, you know, sending out some love to families and friends.
Absolutely. To all of my family and friends and all of the ones I don't remember. And right now I'm just looking at three screens and 5,000 browsers open plus two or three, and I'm everywhere. But, yes, love and shout out to my fam. Everybody, all you guys at the Intune Show, Gordon Gray at Mafia Magazine, Mom and Dad, of course, my people at Dark Alley Entertainment, Asia Lorraine, my co-kitty in Musical Crime, Mike West, and the list goes on and on. I can't think right now. I got too much going on. But you guys know who you are, and I love you all. Mwah.
Absolutely. Now we're going to send out some condolences to the people who lost loved ones. And, you know, we want to start with those people that are no longer here with us.
Yes. there were two celebrity deaths that I've been tracking as of the past couple of weeks. Larry Hagman, of course, you know, he's a star in I Dream of Jeannie, and also Dallas, which is was one of his most notable series. Yes, he died with, you know, he lost a battle with cancer, and also Hector Macho Camacho. And Larry and Camacho basically succumbed on the same day of November 23rd and 24th. I kind of took it a little bit harder because for Camacho, because back in my boxing days, we had the same trainer. We trained in the same gym, so we spent more time together. It was actually Macho and Michael Moore, Belinda Lara Quinte, and Ada Velez. And, yeah, we always spend a lot of time together getting to know each other and stuff. And there was one thing about Macho. He was, you know, he was as he was on television and off of television. He had an amazing smile, an amazing personality. And, you know, no matter how much trouble he, you know, had outside of the ring or whatever, he always came in with, you know, he was very animate and hilarious when, you know, he was in action. So he was always definitely somebody to, I enjoyed watching inside the boxing ring and, you know, and out. But rest in peace. He was definitely an awesome person in spite of what anybody's ever said about him negatively. And, you know, there's also come, you know, there's a flip side to everything. Even that I was just reading recently at his wake the other day, there was a fight that broke out between his alleged lover, his official girlfriend, his sisters, and that was at the wake. And when I read it, I was just like, are you serious? It had to be a pretty intense moment, but, you know, it's still unfortunate that on top of him dying, you know, it wasn't a peaceful time. And I feel bad for the families, you know, all parties involved. But from reading it, it was just, like, very unfortunate. But I hope they were able to, you know, come to terms with everything and just keep it moving, you know, because Macho still passed away and he's not coming back. So, you know, the bottom line is to, you know, just remember him for the good times and not for things like this. So.
Yes, definitely. But amazingly enough, you know, and ironically enough, sadly enough, that those things do happen. Even if you're not a public figure, people are known at certain points in time to wait till people are resting in peace to bring them havoc to the place of peace. You know, and it's crazy pants, but it's definitely something that, you know, over the years I've seen transpire or heard transpire in those type of settings. So people, we need to, like, keep in mind that sometimes we have to set aside our emotions and our feelings and, you know, just be at peace if it's just for the moment, especially in those type of settings. Yeah. It's so disrespectful.
Yeah. But, and you know, going from cat fights to all kinds of other fights and has been popping up in the news, you know, excuse me, Lindsay, what is going on? Lilo is back in trouble. And she was fighting at a nightclub and got arrested. Who else had issues? Holly Berry, Holly Berry's boys, her ex-man and her current man, and they got into it. And apparently, you know, it was pretty bad because baby daddy, his face was looking like, oof. He took the brunt of it. So, you know, it was pretty bad. It was just, you know, just crazy stuff all over the place. And Angus T. Jones is going off on Two and a Half Men, calling the show filth. And I don't know, something's going on. I think that the past full moon has been doing some real insane things to people all over the place because, wow. There's just a lot of stuff going on, and I can't even keep up. I really can't. Every time I turn on the television and, you know, flick from one station to the next, there's just more insanity. And then, you know, this morning, as I'm reading, the Kansas City Chiefs football player, he fatally shot his girlfriend, and Jovan Belcher killed his girlfriend. Then he went to the stadium and in front of his coach committed suicide. And, you know, I'm still waiting to find out on all the details behind that. But that's a very, very sad situation. And, you know, right now I don't have any information as to why. But, you know, I'll post, you know, details as I find out. But, you know, there's a lot of dismal stuff going on, and it's just really confusing me right now. But, you know, in spite of the holidays, I'm trying to, you know, be happy and joyous, and, you know, every day there's just something popping up crazier in the news. I think, you know, I want to stop watching TV. I want to go back to not watching it because, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
There are pretty funny things going on as well, but, you know, I just hope right now my heart goes out to the friends and family of, you know, of Jovan and everybody that supported him and his cause and stuff, you know, and it's terrible, but, you know, I'm speechless right now. But,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to the family
and
your loved ones, definitely.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What else is going on? I'm trying to follow all my browsers. And
everything is going on at all times. This is why this is called the happening.
Everything is happening. It is real happening. I can't, but I really can't take your laugh on top of everything else. We have movies.
Yeah.
We have movies. And of course, I'm going to run through the top 10 again. Number 10 is Argo. Number 9, Silver Linings Playbook. Flight flipped 8 spots. Three spots to number 8. Red Dawn is number 7. Wreck-It Ralph is number 6. Rise of the Guardians is at number 5. The Life of Pi is at number 4. And Lincoln is at number 3. Lincoln, Skyfall, and Twilight are holding steady in the first 3 spots. And you know, I described Skyfall, the last segment we had, and it was action-packed. It was the best of all 007 movies, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. And like
how
I said,
come I haven't got that already?
I'm
confused.
You haven't? Wow. I'll have to talk to Santa for you. I'll talk to Santa, see what he can come up with.
Okay,
but,
yay.
Yeah, and I did get to watch the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, and it was all right, but kind of corny at the end. I won't spoil the end, but, you know, there wasn't too much glimmering, but Bella was definitely more serious. She shifted, and she did manage to pick up one more facial expression for this movie, which is a yay, because for her to get paid so much money, I have never seen any woman or any actress have so few facial expressions. I can't help but to say that, but she's like...
Wait, who are we talking about? I'm sorry.
I'm talking about Bella, which is Kirsten James, who's the main actress. That's
I have no idea.
Girl. Yeah, because you don't watch the movie, thank you very much.
That's why I'm lost. I'm like, what? I'm sorry to all the Twilight fans.
International Movie Database. Grab the summaries. Or, you know, I can give you the movies for Christmas, too, you Twilight haters.
No, I don't want that for Christmas.
Yeah, I know you don't. Well, how do you expect to know what's going on if you don't even know what's going on?
I know, right?
Exactly.
Like, I have a lot of freaking nerve. I swear I do.
Yeah, but
I swear
it's all
I do.
Good.
But see, this is
everybody
why I have amazing, amazing people like you to bring me up to speed to things that I am so oblivious of.
Yeah,
so you never know. In the new year, you might have unleashed a new Twilight fan.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of hoping so, because you do like those, you know, scary movie things, that, you know, anything to try and scare you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep you know, tuning you into... The Walking Dead, which is definitely my favorite now.
Okay.
And, where are we going now? What's going on? Television shows, yes. I don't like television, as most people know by now, but, you know. I started doing the, you know, first 48 is all right with me, and then I came across, I was channel surfing, and I came across Duck Dynasty, which is a very, very, very interesting reality show, and it entails a family of rednecks out of Louisiana, and it's all about a guy who is who became a millionaire from making duck callers. You know, the duck quack sounds, where you just quack out of this wooden piece or whatever piece of it's like a whistle looking thing, and so he became a millionaire, and all of a sudden. The family goes to millionaire status, and it's funny how they take everything to, you know, they're riding around in Rolls Royces with duck head ornaments, hood ornaments, and they get out of the car, and they have their, you know, camouflage rubber boots on and camouflage jackets and everything, and it's really, really hilarious how they take redneck to the corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, the one thing that I really like about this show is how these people manage to keep their family involved in the business, which is half, I mean, actually it's like 85% dysfunctional, but nevertheless, they work because, you know, the family is thoroughly involved in everything. And it's awesome to see how at the end of each episode, no matter what kind of ruckus is going on throughout the show, whether they have, you know, they're blowing up tree houses or, you know, beaver dams or, you know, just going to, you know, school to show off how, you know, they dissect and skin squirrels to kids. It's just absolutely insane. But at the end of each episode, everyone is just, they come together. And they sit at a long table, and they have family time where they share their meals, and they, you know, they pray, and they interact with each other, just like, you know, a family unit should be. And I really did enjoy the all the chaos, but it was like a complete, it was togetherness, and I really did appreciate it, no matter how insane it was. And they're on A&E. So everybody, you know, give them a chance. And they are half crazy looking, all of them, with long 10-foot beards and, you know, and everything. But I like the show, so I'm going to keep I'm going to keep following it and see how it goes. But definitely crazy, and it makes me laugh. So check it out.
And that's important. Definitely.
Yeah, you should check it out too. Just, I mean, for giggles, because it'll definitely have you cracking up, and then you'll thank me the next segment.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to, quack, quack over to you.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. You got to brace yourself for the craziness.
Absolutely. I mean, we need that. It needs to be. And a good thing that I'm hearing out of all of this, you know, is the fact that they're still able to be who they are, even with the millions of dollars. Because so many people obtain funds and you just totally don't know them. There's people that you know that you communicate with on a regular basis at some point, and then they start doing different things in their life or whatever, and then it's like you don't hear from them, like me. And I don't even have $1 million, you know what I mean? So it's just amazing to me that they are, you know, able to still hold that together, even, you know, and be themselves and never lose that sense of togetherness, you know, even with the millions and millions of dollars. So hats off to them, and I'm definitely going to check that show out so they gain a viewer. Hopefully they keep my attention.
Oh, they will. They're crazy. But, yes, they are very family-oriented, and they love doing things with the kids and the grandkids. They take them out to fish and hunt and blow up beavers and squirrels and everything.
Awesome. They need to take me out and blow up a damn beaver or a squirrel or something. Seriously.
So what,
I've never been hunting in my life. I would totally do it.
You'd blow up a beaver?
I wouldn't kill nothing big. I don't want to kill it. Like, if we could catch it and let it go, you know, that would be dope. Like, I don't want to literally kill it. So I guess it makes no sense for me to go.
No, because they actually, catch a squirrel and it's going in the pot at grandma's house.
I can't even imagine
eating
that. I can't. I'm sorry. I'll just become a vegetarian quick.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. It really is. I mean, rabbits, possum, everything, and they just eat it like yum.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
It's crazy pants. And that's why I give me wild boar, and I wanted to kill them.
Why? Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right, the point of story was this. My boss, she actually orders, like, all kind of, like, wild stuff where her mother or her dad order her, like, all this eccentric stuff, and it's delivered to our office at all times. So I know about the steaks from wherever the hell they order them from that's still, like, cold, and it's all cold when you touch the box and stuff. All that is all good, but they sent her some, like, salami or whatever. So I'm saying to myself, like, hey, it's salami. Let me taste it. And then she's like, oh, it's not, like, regular salami. It's, like, turkey and something, whatever. So I was like, hey, I never had that. Let me taste it. After I'm eating it and I'm smelling it, and I'm like, this smells so gamey. Like, what is this? This is not no turkey salami. She was like, it's wild boar, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, really, though? And then she's like, yeah, and this is possum, and this is the, and she's like a kid in a candy store, and I'm sitting here looking at the UPS man, staring at her like, can I get away with murder? Seriously.
Oh,
so, I'm not interested in that. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
So now I know what not to get you for Christmas.
Do not send me any freeze-dried squirrels. Don't do it. Dipped in chocolate, trying to disguise it. Don't do it. Don't have them wrapped in Twizzlers either, because you can't fool me again.
Oh, man, you just shot down my idea. I was...
Stop making tears come to my eyes, seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know, December is the end of the year, and it's a very family-oriented time, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the fact that I'm enjoying my family inside and ordering everything online, because it is complete chaos and madness out there in the world, and, you know, internet sales are like sky high this year. I think, you know, everybody's thinking kind of parallel to me in the sense that they're staying home and, you know, I'll send it to you, love you. I don't have to, you know, they don't have to contend with the crowds and the craziness and everything because people are going crazy, especially here in Orlando. Man, every time I'll turn on the news and it's like somebody's getting jacked out in the parking lot of a shopping center, like in broad daylight. I don't get it. You know, so I'm staying
home. In broad daylight.
Yeah,
right.
I'm staying home. It's just crazy. I bet you Mickey is definitely, you know, he's like chilling up in the castle. He's like, you know, maybe I'll wait till New Year's. It's getting crazy. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the family and getting ready for the new year to come in. And it's going to be a great one. It's going to be 2013 coming up. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And I know it's going to be awesome for the entire Intune family. I see what everybody's doing and it's definitely a good thing going. So
yeah, absolutely. And also the holiday time, speaking of the holidays, you know, it's not just about like getting together with your family and having like the same old boring dinner.
Right.
I refuse to have dinner Christmas time. Bah humbug. Like, I'm not doing it.
So what do
for
you
however old I am, for, you know, for the 12 years that I've been on this earth, we have had continuously the same flow of arrangements for Christmas and Thanksgiving and for freaking 4th of July. I'm so over it. We do nothing different. We cook nothing different. I can't handle it no more. So I am petitioned out for Christmas. I'm going to do my own thing. And that's nothing. I probably watched a Honeymooners rerun or something. But there's so many different things that, you know, other people can do that, you know, are tied to the same thing as well, like go ice skating, which I, you know, always break nails and fall and hurt myself. But I get back up and I start skating again.
Really? And break more fingernails and bruises and stuff
and
like that?
And bust lips and kill myself. But, you know, I don't give up.
But you do wear a helmet though, right?
I don't, but I'm really seriously thinking about investing into an Intune helmet, you know, so people can know that it's that crazy lady from the show coming here to crash herself up again so people can feel sorry for her. This is what I do for attention, guys. I go ice skating. You know, I don't know if they started, if they actually are meant to look it up, guys, so forgive me for this, but I don't know if they already lit the Christmas tree. I see Fee Sexy Moss in the chat room. If you have any insight on this, because she does live in New York, did they do the Christmas tree lighting yet? Let me know. If you're paying attention at this precise moment. Also, there's a ton of things you could do at home, like, you know, make stockings. I used to like doing that stuff. And, you know, little Christmas trees, little ornaments, little Christmas cards from scratch. Don't you get tired of standing in the aisles and reading cards that just don't fit what you're trying to say? So why don't you just sit down with some glitter, inexpensive, some construction paper, inexpensive, and craft your own cards?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea, you know, because I'm the poster child for being the single woman that is, you know, in love with a family unit. And so I would definitely love to see, you know, families doing that. I mean, I do have my Smith family over in Tampa, and whenever I go, you know, I embark myself on there's like 5,000 kids in the house, and that's massive family for me. And one thing I know is that most houses within the United States have at least a Wii or PlayStation or something like that. So whenever I go over and, you know, spend some time with them, we all just hook up the Wii, which I think is, you know, a good time between Thanksgiving and the holidays because everybody's slamming food and, you know you're piling on the weight. And so, you know, we would get together and play the Wii sports and just, you know, the whole family would be involved and we would just be playing tennis or do the bowling thing. And, you know, the kids got me riled up, you know, every time I do it, it's like I'll be playing tennis. And, like, 2 hours later, My shirt is soaked. I'm done. I feel like I've, you know, completely defeated Venus and Serena at the same time on the Wimbledon. I'm passing out. Everybody's laughing. Yeah, at the same time, you know. So it's great, you know, because everybody is doing the TV thing. You know, there's the interaction thing going on, but it's always fun when you can involve the family and, you know, exert energy in a positive way. You have that family competitive thing going on, and, you know, it's a good way to do sibling rivalry without killing each other, well, most of the time at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's just another way to keep the family tied together since, you know kids love video games. So the parents pretty much, you know, having them, you know, join in and even doing the dance, things, you know, you can make it a whole fun, festive holiday thing going. You know, it'll be great. I can't wait to get a family.
Right. You're part of a family. We just have to figure out how to correlate that. And I think that's a good idea. I think that, you know, I'm going to send out an email today and just tell the whole Intimate family that we should make cards and send it to each other. Even if it's e-cards, because some people are so untrusting of, you know, even though you have, like, good feelings for them, and I really can't blame them because you don't know if I'm a psychotic medication popping person, which I am. You know what I mean? So you definitely want to, you know, be secure in your choices to give certain people your addresses. I'm currently working on a few things for the fam for the Christmas holiday, and hopefully I'll have it all together and no one gets anything late. But I'm definitely trying my best to, you know, put my best foot forward on that whole project. So that's definitely a good idea.
I'm excited.
You know, I'm excited as well because, you know what, I think that we are amazing, period. And there's so many other amazing things. Like, it's not just about having holiday with just people that you are in tune with. It could be people that you don't even know can bring you holiday cheer. There's
Absolutely.
So many places that you can volunteer. There's so many senior citizen places that people who forget that they have people that are alive in these places. I used to work in one, so I definitely know how it was. And I used to just, like, literally just tear up every single time. And I just say, oh, my gosh, I hope my son never puts me in anything like this. And if he does, at least just don't visit me on holidays or forget to visit me on holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
Which he's already said, mind you guys, that he's definitely putting me in one. It's called Shady Brook Farm. He's already picked out the name and everything. So I'm guessing that he's going to have one especially built for me because I said the only Shady Brook Farm I know is the sausage or whatever the heck it is. So,
you
yeah.
know what? You
now I know where I'm going when I turn 50. And that's not even senior citizen status yet, really. But at 50, that's where I'm going. Even if I'm in my own home, he's taking me out of my own home and putting me.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So at least I know what my son feels about his mama. And that's why I'm going to try to keep every noodle that I have together in position because I don't want to be that one. Aside from volunteering and stuff like that, as far as, like, the, you know, senior citizens' homes and stuff like that, there's so many soup kitchens. There's so many people right now that are affected by, like, you know, not having enough work. If there's stuff in your home, which I'm going through the process of doing right now, taking stuff out of my closet, and I have a bunch of shoes stacked up and things of that nature, jackets, everything, I'm just giving it away. It's hard to break free from stuff, trust me. And this is the reason T and Austin and I have been talking for days about this, and I have yet to complete this task. And that's because I need to learn how to, like, let go of the things that I don't need. Because it's, like, one thing to know you need to give it up, but it's another thing to do it.
Let it go, baby. Let it go.
I'm doing it, honey bunny. Bunches of folks. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's all happening. It's getting out of my house. I have no space.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. It's definitely a good thing to give, not just around the holidays. But, you know, whenever your heart calls to do it, I think it would give people a lot of experience. Small, you know, exactly what's going on. to just, you know, not so much think of yourself all of the time. Not saying that people do think, you know, of themselves all the time, but, you know, just step out and, you know, to do things for other people. And it allows you to open up your minds once you get to see the severity of different situations, you know, and to become more humble. It's definitely because elderly people, they were at some point how we are right now, you know. They were flourishing, they were mobile, able to do things on their own, but a lot of people forget, you know. You go through life and you're once a man and twice a child. So mm-hmm. we see elderly people, and then there are some who are left with none. They've outlived their entire families, and, you know, you have people that have amazing stories to tell, but they don't have anyone to tell. So when you walk through, you know, convalescent homes and stuff like that, and you see people, the elderly, and you listen to their stories, they have amazing stories and mm-hmm. why. They have wisdom, and they're just, you know, they're here to, you know, to spread their wisdom before they, you know, engulf in another journey in life. And fortunately, I've been able to, you know, volunteer on different levels to experience that, and I think that people should.
Mm-hmm.
I also
Absolutely.
Think that parents, I think that parents should, you know, make their children their teenagers at some point do things like that as well, because there are a lot of ratchet teens out there running around causing problems, and, you know, and they have no idea what life is really about. And, you know, to put them in places like this, to put them in places where they humble their little egos before they grow up and have big, ugly egos, and then, you know, but that's another segment.
Definitely. We got to take a call real quick before we play a track. And caller 678, you're on the line with T. Austin and myself. How you doing today?
Hey, darling.
Hey, Miss Sienna J. How you doing, baby?
Good. How are you?
Feeling awesome.
Hi, honey.
You know, I had to call in and make a correction because, you know, I heard you say that you were doing nothing for Christmas, but I could have swore my mother told you that she was going to put me in a box and send me to New York.
That is true. I forgot. I need to write this in my planner. I'm telling you, Sienna is being shipped to me, special delivery, and I'm loving it. And now how can I forget such a present? You know what I mean? Like, I need to stop. I'm praying for to expand my brains too, Sienna.
I'm so jealous.
Does anyone want to get me that for Christmas?
I'm jealous because I'd love her mom to ship her down here so I could absolutely torment her and wrap her up in like anti-New Orleans Saints clothing. I'd like to send her back home with some Gators stuff and some
Ew.
New York Giants stuff. Yeah, yes. I need to talk to your mother. We'll get on that later.
Okay, we need to share her. We can all share her. We can have, you know, like get parental rights, you know, and everything. Like, we have visitation rights. But soon we are not going to be able to make that call because Sienna would be like an adult soon, like in 5 minutes. So we won't be able. And actually, Sienna is actually older than us, so I don't even know why we're calling her little sissy. We need to correct that when the new year come in.
Yeah,
I have one more year.
No, you're old enough
more
regardless.
Year, yes. One
you're
more
old enough regardless. Because if I'm 12 and T.O.S. is 16, then that makes you the oldest.
Yeah, I'm going to comment. You're saying the 12 years that you've been on this earth. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
But I left out
I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it. I'm telling you. It's nothing but a lie,
so,
but it's a good one.
Yeah.
I can't do.
So speaking of Georgia and everything, Sienna, I'm surfing right now, and I just came across something about Honey Boo Boo. Do you know about Honey Boo Boo? You have, because you're in Georgia. But this this season, do you happen to know about Honey Boo Boo?
You see how quiet I am? That means I know nothing. So I'm patiently waiting.
You know, I've heard some things.
Yeah, well, Honey Boo Boo is a little girl whose mother has the pageant fever. She, you know, she's a pageant child.
Mm-hmm.
And she's absolutely, utterly obnoxious and a bitter reflection of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are the absolute, they're winners. And yes, I said it, and I don't care, but they are absolute winners. And Google her. But as of right now, I am reading that it's saying that she was arrested for
what?
Causing some type of mayhem on the highway.
All right, you know, how old is this person? Seriously, you said is it a child?
She's like 7 or something. Yes.
A child is arrested at 7.
Wait, hold on. Is Honey Boo Boo star arrested for going 8 on Georgia Freeway?
You know what?
I'm so sorry, but
know.
I heard it all.
Because
wait,
I live, like, kids are arrested every day out here. So, you know, I really didn't know.
This is insane. Okay.
I can't even believe Honey Google is arrested at 7. Honey Google,
wait,
doing?
Hold on. Let me clarify the situation. Crazy Tony Lindsay, the cousin of Honey Boo Boo's titular star, Alana Thompson, was arrested in Georgia earlier this week following a goofy but dangerous stunt involving a gorilla suit. And this is courtesy of TMZ, my favorite news source. A police report says that Lindsay was among a group of men arrested for reckless behavior after one of them dressed in a gorilla suit prepared to jump into a lane along Highway 20 at approximately 11 p.m. Unfortunately for the band of wrong-headed pranksters, a deputy happened to be driving by as he was about to take the leap from the side of the road. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You have got to watch the show, though, because this little girl is a hot mess times 6 more messes. And she has a very dominant personality, very dominant, and she is just as much. I have never seen a sassier little girl. And these pageant mothers are just, you know, so, I won't say all of them. But this girl's mom,
pageants are something else.
Oh my goodness! If this
I did the Miss Georgia thing last year, it was crazy.
I don't understand. I'll never understand. But you know, the media is—they glorify this, you know, ratchet behavior. They really do. And this little girl is, you know. If she's not on every drug in the book within the next 10 years, you know, I'll be very, very surprised. But
well, if I acted anything like that, I'm sure I wouldn't be alive because my mother would have killed me.
No,
so,
I would beat you. I would beat you, too. One hand, your mom would be 21 and mine would come.
You always want to beat me for something. I haven't even done anything.
Exactly. Beat you so you don't do anything. That's preventative measure.
No, exactly.
You know I love you.
So, Sienna, tell everybody where they can follow you to stay in tune.
Oh, goodness. You can follow me on Twitter at Sienna_intuned on Twitter. And email me at teens_intuned@aol.com.
That's right, and coming up on Friday, we're going to be talking about teens and suicide. So for all those who have teens or know teens or can contribute to the conversation, you know, definitely dial in. Sienna is our Teens in Tune leader, and she's also our lead host on Teens in Tunes Everything. So make sure you guys stay in tune with her again at Sienna_intuned and email her if you have a team with talent, have skills, expertise. We don't care. We want to get in tune with them at Sienna_intuned@AOL.com. Thank you so much, Sissy, for calling in.
No problem.
Yay.
All right, sweetheart.
Yeah, so we're going to play a track right now, then we'll come back in and we'll finish up a little bit more, and then we'll let you guys go for Sunday. Again, Diva J had an emergency, so she will not be on with Diva Got the J, and she will not be jumping into the locker room. So we hope all is well with Diva J. In the meantime, in the round time, we're going to listen to, I might as well just put it out there, my client, T. Austin Reed, for those who want to book her for any showcases, anything, speaking events, guest hosting, acting, beats, you name it. She is a woman of 80 million hats, not just 80 million tabs up, okay, on her screen, as she just put out there, that she's on like 10 different computers. She has like 20 million occupations, and she's excellent at all of them. So definitely email me at DominiqueEnterprise@AOL.com to book her ASAP. So until then, check out The Dark Side by T. Austin Reed, and definitely go to Revert Nation and just put T. Austin Reed, and you'll find it all. The numbers don't lie. Check out.
Say your word.
Everybody that know me knows that's always loving Crazy Pants. So that was Happy to See Me by T. Austin Reed. So definitely check her out.
Actually, yes, thank you very much. Much love, appreciation, and respect to you guys for, you know, your continuous support of me. But that was a track by my alter ego, which is stepping in right now and holding me by a finger gunpoint and telling me to. It was Austin Monier and Hennessy Rain, better known as the Wicked Chicks. And the vocals were definitely done by Asia Lorraine, who was the Hennessy Rain. And she is my better half of the vocal department when we get together and do our thing. She's absolutely amazing. And we have a lot more to bring to everybody in 2013 as well. She's one of the most talented artists I've ever worked with. And Miss P, you will definitely get a kick out of her. And if you think your laugh was crazy right now, she will be the catalyst to making you a crazier laugh in 2013.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait because I'm always ready to laugh, even just even when things are serious. I just want to laugh seriously.
Yeah, and she just does this. She can't help it, and she's from the BK, so you know she's like definitely ready to bring it and make you wear the pins at 14 years old.
Yeah, 12. Watch your mouth. 12 years old, but definitely shout out to Asia for being amazing and part of the Wicked Chicks. And shout out to T. Austin Reed again for all those who, you know, are interested, which you, if you're not now, you will be, trust me. Get in contact with Dominique Enterprises, and that's Dominique, D-I-A-M-O-N-I-Q, Enterprise at AOL.com. So moving right along, T. Austin Reed, is there anything else with that, you know, you want to share with our listeners today that we didn't touch on yet?
Yes, our next segment, I will be proudly presenting an amazingly talented friend of mine who does spoken word like he should. And his name is Q. And anybody who's familiar with the Atlanta area and the things that go on in Atlanta, he has Q's House of Poetry. And I will be presenting him to the Intune family and everybody. He will have the opportunity to, you know, tell his story and everything. This is very interesting, to say the least. That is my Atlanta-based cigar smoking partner. We do it like nobody else does it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my boy. And yes, next segment. Stay in tune. He's got lots of interesting stories to tell, and I'm excited. And I'm sure the whole family will be, and us tuners, which I, you know, everybody that gets tuned in, I appreciate and have mad love for you all. Get with us on December, what is it, 16th?
Mm-hmm. December 16th.
Yeah. We'll be bringing Q to the Intune house. To the Intune
Yay.
Show.
Exciting.
Yes. So,
exciting.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, so am I. Because I'm going to ask him questions. I'm going to put him, I'm going to grill him. I'm going to make him tell me things he hasn't told me.
Okay, he's going to be grilled cheese with fries. That's
he's
what's going to happen.
He's going to get barbecued.
Yay. So that's exciting.
Yes.
It's totally exciting. Also, you know, really quick, I just want to tell everybody what's going on for December for the Intune Show. We're going to be taking a break after December 20th. So all the episodes that we have that we're pushing in between that time frame, definitely try to be in tune for those things because I want to give away a giveaway to somebody, and I literally want to be able to give something away. I accumulate certain things in hopes that I can give them away, but people do not participate correctly. So definitely stay in tune for that because I want to give some stuff to you guys. Also, Tuesday we're going to be interviewing the OJ's lead singer, Mr. Walter Williams Sr.
Yeah,
and then
baby.
We're going to have in the new year the OJ's all be on the show. So I'm like too tickled pink. I got the confirmation yesterday that I will be able to have them all on the show in the new year. So I'm looking forward to that. So also, we have like a few great interviews. We're going to be interviewing Rob B, Smooth International Rob B, on the 5th at 10:45. We're going to be interviewing Heavy at 10 on the 5th. So that's two interviews and one on the 5th. We have Kate Bookman, the Power Hour. That's the 6th of Thursday. And then on the 7th, we have Teens in Tune. And again, for those who are tuned in, you heard from the leader and the host of Teens in Tune, Miss Sienna J. So we're going to have Josh, and we're going to have Darius, and we're going to have guest hosting Miss Chanel Adson. For those who don't know, she has her own show called What a Girl Thinks. So I already interviewed her. It was an emotional interview. She started crying on the show, and I'm just like, ooh, with her. She's a powerful 17-year-old who has her own everything from just being tenacious enough to reach out and go get it. At 16, she put the wheels into motion. At 17, the wheels stopped that motion and started working in the motion that it needed to work in towards the things that she does, and she's amazing at everything. So we're excited to have her join us on Teens in Tune to talk about suicide and teens and suicide. On the 8th, Saturday, I'm like about to jump out my chair, but I know no one can see me, so it makes no sense of doing it. But I'm definitely excited to have Mr. Donnell Jones, R&B singer Donnell Jones, in tune at 5 p.m. on the 8th. If anybody has their finger next to the 9, and I mean after that following the numbers 1-1, definitely that would be helpful because I might have a heart attack.
You know what? Do I need to come up there already?
Exactly.
Say,
yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness.
Because this is what's happening in my life. You know, this is what's happening. We also want to give a shout-out to Kay Bookman. We were originally,
I love you, Kay.
You know, she's just the bomb. You know, everyone is, but she's the bomb. On the 20th, she's going to be interviewing Dottie, which Dottie is the public relations and marketing manager for Deron Jones of the group 112. So she's a very inspirational person. So on the Power Hour, we're going to be interviewing her. So mark that down for the 20th at 10 p.m. So I'm trying to squeeze in a few other interviews. We might have the guys that sing the Stanky Leg song, do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg. So, yeah, that's all supposed to be happening. We have some other great things in the work. We have some new Are you laughing?
No, I'm not. Really, I'm not. I just
because I'm like, do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg, like so. Like really though, if I was them, I would not even be on the show after hearing that. I had no enthusiasm. I had nothing. I wasn't even on key. So don't ever have me do collabs on your records because you already know where that's going down. So. So, you know, just to put a little buzz out there, we might have Kiki Wyatt on the show. We might be having Tamia on the show. So There's a slew of things that I'm putting into the work, and definitely you guys should stay in tune because it's a lot of work to do what we do. Everyone who contributes to the Intune show is definitely doing this out the bottom of their heart, out of their heart. No one is getting paid to do this. I'm not getting paid to do this. We're just doing it because we're trying to bring different things to the platform. And, you know, it gives us opportunity to work with amazing people to, you know, have listeners be, you know, take something away from each show that we're trying to do. Because we could be on here talking about a bunch of nonsense. But everyone that's in tune and a part of the family is taking the time out of their life, which they all have a million projects going on, to just bring something different to the platform so everyone can gain. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And just look forward to our continuous success because there's more to come. And I also want to give a quick shout-out to Sienna J because she's still on the line and let her know that I love her for 17 years old, just, you know, correlating back to Chanel Adson. I see nothing but glimmer and gold for Sienna because she's very tenacious with Teens in Tune. She had went to the Board of Education with Teens in Tune and had it in her school. She went to the church that she attends, to the congregation, to the pastor, and now they're implementing Teens in Tune in the churches starting in February.
And
so
you know
we
what,
have
if I may interject
yeah,
for
sure,
a second.
Sure.
You know, I really, when it comes to, you know, the 13-year-old, Sienna has very much, I stand beside myself because her struggles have, I mean, she's already got a lifetime story in the making. You know, I'm amazed at the things that I've learned about her recently. And, you know, it's so much humbling. It's, you know, I use the word humbling a lot because the more I learn about life, you know, and the things that some young people do, it makes me drop. And to see the, like you said, the tenacity, the ambition, mm-hmm. The drive that she has is just amazing. And I'm glad that you were able to pick her up because her story is definitely one to be told. A lot of people don't really know the full, you know, story about her, but, you know, becoming a part of this family, I've become, you know, I've gone behind the scenes and I know things about her that, you know, I'm like, oh my God, in all the years that I've existed on this planet, that's a tough little girl that's becoming a woman. And I really do appreciate Sienna for, you know, her drive. She's driven. And,
absolutely.
You know, good team member.
Yes.
We love you.
Yeah, we definitely love you and we thank you and we appreciate you. And on that note, I must say that, you know, I just received two emails from the church, one from the secretary and one from the pastor's wife, which, you know, she's also a pastor, so I'm about to respond to those as soon as we're done with the show. But this is what it's all about, guys. And, you know, a lot of the things that's, you know, being done on the show, I couldn't do without everyone that's involved. It's cool when you think you can handle everything on your own, but everyone needs someone sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with coming together with a common interest in going forward and providing whatever you can that's necessary to see that everyone gains.
Mm-hmm.
So the journey that Sienna's taken, TOSN's taken, Miss P's taken, Phoenix Star 9's taken, you know, and Diva and all the rest of the people that are contributing to the Intune show is a journey that we want to take. We're not doing it looking for anything because, again, we're not getting paid.
Right.
Okay, so what we're doing here is much bigger than anything. Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Phoenix, too. That's that silent warrior. I always see her in the background doing things. And, you know, I see her, and I love what she's doing. She's like...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Phoenix is a force to be reckoned with alone, a one-man mission.
I love what she's doing. she's doing what she's doing, and I see her, and I just want her to let her know. You know, I want her, you know, she needs to know. I see you, Phoenix.
Okay,
keep
Fiends.
Doing it. Mad,
keep
mad
doing
love
it.
And mad salute. Yes. Respect.
Keep doing it.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're all here for you guys, and you know, this is not my show. This is not just a family show. This is our show, meaning our listeners, our supporters, and anyone that's out there that's not listening and supporting. We're doing this for you, not just us.
Absolutely.
It makes us feel good, but we definitely doing it with a mission and a vision behind what we do. So, T. Austin, I just want to thank you for being amazing. You know, in such a short time, you have really, really, really shown me more than a lot of people that I've known in forever, Pajava. So I just want to say that I love you, and I thank you for being the individual that you are and being genuine to the core. So
thank you
for all that you
and
do.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity to become a part of a very wonderful family, very supportive. And I appreciate everybody in it, everybody. We are all definitely, we've never met some of us, but we all know we are. So
yes,
with blessings of prosperity, new year, other, we will continue to do what we do. And I'm in support of everybody, so. You know, let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to end the show, and we'll be back on the 16th with our guest of the hour, and T. Austin, Reed, and myself will be drilling him and grilled cheesing him up. In the meantime, and around time.
You, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for being in tune and listening to our mushy moment just now, but it definitely need to happen. And we look forward to, you know, you guys continuously staying in tune. Until next time, babies, T. Austin Reed, you guys have a good night.
Mwah.
Mwah. So since we gave such a big shout-out to Phoenix Star Online, I think it's only appropriate, since we don't get to talk as much as we used to, is to play the track that she wrote, and it's called Toy, and it's performed by Jacquel. Excuse me, Holiday. So be in tune to Phoenix, because she's not just promotion. She's a songwriter. She does everything, too. Another one-man game, as is T. Austin and so many of us. Tune in.
I'm in tune.